Okay, today's daf is Ma'aseh daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Amud Beis as we continue here in the second parak of Maseches Ma'aseh, and we are three lines from the bottom on Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're talking about different stages of Gemar Malacha and Chi of Ma'aseh. So when could we assume that everything was done? When could we assume that nothing was done? And that's something that works out to be even better, because if it was not Nikva at all, so then we can still eat it Arai. So the discussion of if you happen to meet the Amaretz in the Shuk, that was the name of the parak, over by Shuk. The Amaretz meets you in the Shuk and wants to give you some food. Can you snack on it in the shuk? Can you take it home? If you take it home, are you mafreshit vadai, or are you mafreshit d'mai? All the different distinctions that we had. So we quote another brisa with a couple of parts at the beginning of today's daf. Here, yud beis mabeis, say v'laket. Say v'laket l'cha. What happens if somebody says, and we'll see who's talking. Say v'laket l'cha esrim te'ena mishali. Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, please, take 20 figs from my fig tree. Vanima mali kresi mishalcha. And I'm going to fill my stomach from your fig tree. So you take 20 figs of mine, and I'm going to fill my stomach with yours without saying a number. Says the Brisa, Hamamali es kreso pater. The one who is filling his stomach, so to speak. Reuven says to Shimon, take 20, and I'm going to fill my stomach. So Reuven does not have to take off Ma'aseh. That's not considered a mekach. As we'll see, Mekach is one of the six events that is Kovela Maisrus, says the Brisa, that the one who is filling his stomach, literally, he's Pater from being Mafresh, he could still eat Arai. V'ha'ochel b'minyin chayiv. But the one who is eating 20, the one that got the allowance to eat 20, the chayiv, because that's considered a kinyan. He's dafka taking 20, that's how many he's allowed to take, so it's kind of like he's buying them for the amount that the other person is going to take, but the other person is not taking with a certain number. We'll have to see the chiluk between the two. But the Brisa says the second one, the ochal b'minyan, he's going to be chayiv because that is nikva. If you look in the year of Chaim Kanievsky, he also says it's kind of a hachlafa, it's kind of a chalipit, a trade. So if somebody says the Malis Kreso is Pater, we'll see why, but the Ochel B'minyan Chayiv, the Mekach Kovela Meister, last three words on the page, right, because Mekach was created for the Meister, the one that's eating 20, that's considered a Kinyan, a Mekach, and therefore he's going to be Chayiv. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Bun Barchia, Ba'i Kumi Rabbi Seira, Veda the Mochel Achas Birshus Hakol Upater. Can somebody snack one at a time in Rishus Arabib and be Pater? Why does it say that the ochel b'minyan is going to be chayiv? Don't we say if somebody eats one ochel b'rishus hakol, that means out still in rishus harabim, it's not the chatzer, it's not the bias, that should be mutter, right? So why is that? Why does he have to take off ma'aseh? And the Mara Folda quotes a Mishnah later on, as we will have at the beginning of the third parak in parak Hamavir. We're going to have if somebody snacks outside is going to be allowed. So answers the Gemara. I'm going to lay in. He says, yeah. Rabbi Zira answers, you're right. Yeah, if it's one by one, then he would not have to take off Ma'aseh. Ha'chal abu chayiv. So here's why is he chayiv? Why is the one who's eating 20, ha'chal b'minyan, is he chayiv? Amar le b'mitzarif. It must be the one that is allowed to eat the 20. He's not eating one at a time. He's gathering it in his hand a few at a time, and then he's going to eat it. And once he gathers a few at a time, that's not called snacking anymore. Once he has a significant amount in his hands, so then that's going to be a problem of that's going to be a kfi already. It's going to be significant eating, and therefore you have to be take off. So Gemara says, "In b'mitzaref, afilu b'mali es kreso yechayef." So then the first guy should also be chayef. Why should there be a difference? Right? Well, Lachor, we're talking about the same type of eating for both people. So if the second one, the one who's eating 20, is a mitzaref, he's putting them in his hands all together before he eats them, and he's going to be chayef for that. So the first guy also, who's being mamale kreso also, eino asur mishum chalipin, isn't this a trade, and therefore that should be like a mekach, right, and therefore it should be nikva. Remember, the word chalipin is used generally two ways. Chalipin sometimes means, as it's used here, and that just means it's a trade, it's a barter, right? You take this, I'll take that. You take my cow, I'll take your ox. I'll take your donkey, whatever it is, some type of trade, like here. Chalipin also is used as the Kinyan chalipin, Kinyan sudar, the symbolic kinyan, which we've spoken about in the past, what's known as the kinyan shel da'as. It's a kinyan that's more not focused on the maisa kinyan, but just a concretization of the da'as kinyan. I pick up a pen, and that somehow does a transfer. How does that work? Right? I pick up a handkerchief. So the answer is that's a da'as kinyan. That's a concretization of the da'as. The Rambam talks about that in Hilchos Mechira. In the fifth parak, so that's a different usage of the word chalipin. But here chalipin means chiluf, as a switch. So asks the Gemara, so aren't they both, they're doing a switch. He's taking 20 and he's taking his stomach's fill. So why should there be a difference? If they're both being mitzaref, answer, Amar Rav Shammai, ein lo chalipin. No. This is not really a chalipin. The one who's taking 20, from his point of view, maybe it's a chalipin. Because he's taking 20 and he's offering some of his fruit, some of his figs for the other guy. But from the guy that made the offer, that said, here, take 20 and I'll just fill my stomach, he wasn't really interested, says the Gemara now, in getting figs. He just wants to make the other guy comfortable. He wants the guy to take 20 figs from his tree. So he says, you know what, I'll just take a bunch from your tree. But he just does that, so shaloniskavein ha'isha ze ela lahages es libo sheyochal. He just wants the other guy to take. So he's like, I'll take some also. But it's not like he's really interested in those figs per se, so it's not considered a mekach from his point of view, even though it is called a mekach from the other guy's point of view. Let's look at the Amara folder. Ein lo chalipin, lo niskavnu kan lechalifim. Shezel lo haya omer sheyimali kreso rak kedei lahagiz levavo sheyochal haesrim. He just wants the other guy to take. Shari gam ani mimali kresi bishalcha. Sometimes somebody's not going to accept a gift from you. They don't want it. You're like, you know what? I'll take this from you also. So if they know that you're taking something from them, then they'll accept your gift. So here too, ube emes bimatanahu no sein lo. Really, he's giving it as a gift. And remember what we said on yesterday's daf, right? Matana is lav kemecher in this regard. Even though there's a machlokas tanoim by Yovel, maybe it's a parallel. We had 2 days yesterday. Maybe it's a parallel machlokas, or maybe everybody agrees here because it's derabanan. So therefore, veloya kan chalipa klal. So there's no real chalipin here. And therefore, interesting, even though it's, you might look at it as one package deal, you don't. You look at each person from their own perspective. The one who got the 20, okay, I got 20, so it must, and I'm giving him some stuff of mine, and I really want him to get stuff of mine, or else I would be uncomfortable in taking his stuff, so it's a mekach from my point of view. But from the other guy's point of view, he's giving 20, and he's getting, I'm just taking a sum because I want you to take my gift, but not because I'm really interested in the figs that I'm going to pick. Right? And that's how Rav Chaim Kanievsky also explains it. Right? It's really a matana. Vafilu mitzarev by a matana, even mitzarev is going to be potter. Avodesh aliket esrib te'enim mekachu etzlo. Shelo nasan lo chaveiro ela b'mekach tmuras mashenasan lo. L'malos is kreisa. Okay, so that is all part one. Next case of the Braisa. Tzei v'laket lecha esrim te'enim misheli. Hey, go take 20 figs of mine. Ochel kedarku v'pater. If I just say, here, go take 20 figs, that sounds like a batana, and therefore, as long as he's, you know, eating it in a snacking way, he's going to be pater. Keep in mind, there's a Mara folder here on this line, which we're going to need for to remember in three lines from now. But it's here, so let's just read it now. First wide line, he says, La loshon hazeh mashma sha'bailim ba'ir. Go collect Lecha, go collect figs. It sounds like the owner is not by the tree. Right? The owner's in the city, and he's telling this guy, go to my tree out in the field. That's going to be important for a few lines from now. So Allah says, Mashma Shabailam Ba'ir, Vi Amro Lecha Veiro, Tsei Velako Lecha Te'ene Mishali, Favili Etzli Etzala Bailim Shaloba Mukaf. That's already foreshadowing. So it's not Minha Mukaf, right? It's not next to the, next to where the hafrush is not being done by what's being matir. So let's keep that in mind. So he says, go take 20 figs, enjoy. So then as long as it's in the snacking area, so ochel kedarko, v'hu pater, and he can still be pater in that way. Tsei umaleas hakalkala, but if he says, go fill your basket, that's like mitzarev, go fill your basket, So that's not a case of snacking. So then, lo yochal ad she'aser. So then, he cannot eat until he is ma'aser. Right? Ma'aleh ha'kalkala, we had that a week ago. On davav mebeis, remember we had all the different actions that reflect gemar malacha. So in the Mishnah, back on vav mebeis, we said, kalkala mishe yechape, a basket, when you cover it up with the leaves. Emeinu machape mishamali esakli. Once you fill it up, it's already kvia. So if somebody says, you know, go fill a basket, so once the basket's full, that's already kvia lemaisrus. So if I say, go take some figs, okay, take it one by one and you can enjoy them without taking off maisrus. But if I say, go take some figs and fill your basket with them, so right when the basket is full, so then you're not allowed to eat without taking off maisrus, but you're ma'aser demai. I mean, because we don't know if the guy for sure took off or didn't take off. He says, go fill the basket. Maybe he took off ma'aser already. I have no idea. So he has to be ma'aser demai. We've mentioned, you know, back in Maseches Demai that there are differences between afrasha of vadai and afrasha of demai. Right? First and foremost, truma gedola. Right? Truma gedola has to be taken off if you're ma'afrish vadai, but not if you're ma'afrish demai. And do you have to give the ma'aser rishon to the Levi? Could you keep it for a mosi b'chaver l'varaya? But that's what the Braisa says. That if he says, go fill your basket, then you're ma'aser it demai. So now we have a machlokes in the Braisa. Who is the one talking here? Who is the no-sane? What type of halachic Jew is he? So, Bamed Ramurim, the first, the Rebbe Shita. Bamed Ramurim Ba'am Ha'aretz. If the no-sane is an Am Ha'aretz, so then you have to be Ma'aser, demai, because maybe he wasn't Ma'aser, maybe he was Ma'aser, maybe he wasn't Ma'aser. Aval Bechaver, but if you have a Talmud Chacham, a Chaver who knows the halacha, so then, Ochal Venetzorach La'aser, Divrei Rebbe. Then Rebbe says, you can eat it without taking on Ma'aseris, because obviously, a Chaver would not tell you to go take even in a basket if he's just snacking, then fine, you didn't have to take on Ma'aseris. But if he tells you, put it in a basket, so therefore it would be Kfil Ma'aseris, so then the Chaver would not do that unless he has already taken off Ma'aseris. So that's Rebbe's Shita. Reb Shubing Amliel Omer? No, the opposite. Bamed v'ramamur and ba'amaretz. When do we say that you have to take off only as demai? That's if the no-sane is an amaretz. If he doesn't know the halachas, if he's not trustworthy. Aval bechaver, but by a Talmud Chacham Chaver, the opposite. You can know for sure that he for sure did not take off Ma'aseris. Mesachlan v'adai. Why? We don't assume that the chaver took off. He's in the city. So do we assume that he took off ma'aseris from his field, that he's nowhere near? If he would do that, that would be a bidi-eved way of doing the hafrasha. And even in Isser, you're not supposed to take off, not right next to, not in proximity of what you're being matir. So we can assume that he for sure did not do that, and therefore you are mafresh vadai. Obviously, Rebbe feels, as we're going to see this on Amud Beis, Rebbe feels that, I mean, Shalom and Amukaf? Yeah, but it's to save the Am Haaretz from eating Tevel. So better for him to do a small Aveira of taking off Shalom and Amukaf rather than having the Am Haaretz possibly eat tevel. That's the machlokas here. That's the machlokas in Rebbe and the Rabbah and Rav Shlomo Gamliel here. We know that the Chaver understands that he should do him in Amukaf, and he's nowhere near. So do we assume that he did it to save the Amaretz from a larger Aveira or not? First of all, the halacha of Min HaMukaf, and Shlomo HaMukaf is an interesting machlokas we've shown, and what's the source? What is the source we discussed this way back when, months ago, in the earlier Masechtas? What is the source of having to take off Trumas and Maestris in proximity of what I'm being matir? It's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Gittin Lam, Daf Lamed. Gittin Lamed Abbeiz. Rashi says, Min HaMukaf. What is the source of that? Mukaf. Samuch, Rashi says. Samuch. Aser lechaver lomar tvua sheishli b'makom ploni te truma alzu. Shema what? What's the problem? Shema osa shah eina ba'en. Wow. So Rashi seems to say, you know why you can't do it? Because I'm being mafresh for that fruit over there. Maybe that fruit doesn't exist. Maybe there's nothing left. Maybe an animal ate it all up. So I'm being mafresh for nothing. Truma for everything, if you don't leave anything that's left over, it's not a truma. Right? Truma needs shiareha nikarin. You need, can't give truma for 100% of your field, it's going to be truma. You have to have something that's matired. So maybe there's nothing left, and therefore it's not truma. The Rishonim understand Rashi, it sounds like a din d'rabbanan. It sounds like a gzera. Really, it should work, like it works b'di'eved, but l'chadchila, it shouldn't be done, because maybe it's not there anymore. So all the Rishonim argue on Rashi, they say, no, it's a din d'araisa. It's a din d'araisa, it's based on the drasha, Tosas right there. Pirsh b'kutras, d'shema b'osa sha'ena ba'en, v'ein nire, d'truma gedola mida araisa boi mukaf. No, truma gedola means it's a din, it's a, even if you know for sure, you have a video camera, you're on a WhatsApp video, and you see right now that it exists. Doesn't matter. It's still an iser to do it shlomo namukaf. V'imkein afilu shtehen lefanav. They're both right there. One's on that side of the room. One's over there. Right. Even if they're both ubit shumas meiser nami d'lo binan mukaf elam midrabanan nira dinam bishum gzeira atu truma gedola ubin mukaf afilu shtehen lefanav kemo bit truma gedola v'gabe chala nami tzan mukaf afilu shtehen lefanav. So Rashi and Tosfos argues, and this is what Rov Rishonim seem to hold, like Tosfos, you look in the Rashba there in Gittin, but I'll read it to you from a tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba says in Aleph Kuf Chaf Zayin. Kuf Chaf Zayin, it's a drasha in the Sifri. Sha'alta, says the Rashba, Hadam Rabbanan Asul Adam Shalitram Shalom and Amukaf, you asked that it's also to take it, Shalom and Amukaf, Vidarshid and Labis Sifri, and you quoted the Sifri, and in the brackets it says, we don't have this Sifri, Lefanenu Lesal Pasuk Zev, and it just be Yushalmi and Trumas, Yushalmi and Trumas, Mi Dechsiv Vahare Mosem, Mi Menu. You should be Mafrish from it, Min Hamukaflo. That's the Drasha. That's the drasha. And according to Rashi, it's an asmachta, but Tosfos says, it's all the Rashba. Tosfos says, no, it's a real drasha. And you ask from a Gemara and Yevamis, tshuva, says the Rashba, vaday drasha gemurahi, udaraisi, kedivir rabbi yusein abali Tosfos, viafilu ayishtein lefanav, tzorach lakifan, you gotta do it together. Kiditznan, like the Mishnah says in Tevul Yom, right, that's the problem where a woman is a little bit tameh, and she has to be mafrish, so how does she do it? If she doesn't want to be metame, the challah that she's taking off, alma filu shteim befanat sui chalakifan. You got to put a towel over it. Ulad bikan zebaze k'dishi yiruach at gzeras hakasefi tichsiv mimenu. Gzeras hakasef. Why do you find sometimes in shas that you don't need it? Onik Shabbos. He says there are tzrachim that you might not need it for. For example. There's an Amma Aretz, that mighty Tevel, if you wait to do a Bina Mukaf. So that's a Tzorech. Hatei Bishol Sheyizke Chavirecha. That's the name of the Sukkah. Sin a little bit. Timizaki, your friend. So sometimes you find in the Rashba says in Shas, a couple of cases where you're not doing it Bina Mukaf. That does not mean that it's not a Din Daraisa. But it could be that there's a greater good here, where Chazal would tell you to violate a small Avera Daraisa in order to save your friend. Or Mishud Mitzvah Zonek Shabbos. Whatever it is. And he gives other examples. To Ashkan, Bakamaduchti, the Dachu Chachamim, Biadayim, Afilu Lava, Bomachlala, Say, Litzarech, Krebel Yezer, remember the case, Brachas Mem Zayin, he was Meshacher, his Evet, to make a minion for Mincha. They were waiting for the last guy, and he violated the Isra of Lolam Hem Tavodu, Big Sugya, and then he quotes our case. So therefore, this is a major machlokas. But again, one of the, sugyas that come up is this case where Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel holds that you're not choshed, you're torim vada, because he for sure did not do it, while Rebbe says, no. Rebbe says, and that's what we hold, Rebbe says that it's still, you can eat it without being worrying about Maaser, because you could assume he did the Aveira. The big question in the Rishonim, if you look in Shabbos Dav Dalet, that's where the Rishonim discuss this, because the Gemara there says, as a rhetorical question, V'chi chatei b'shvil sheyizke chaveirecha. The Gemara there talks about a case, you know, how you make pita. You take some wet dough, and you put it onto like this hot metal upside down pot, and then after it bakes, you take it off, you peel it off. So what happens if somebody on Shabbos put this dough on this metal thing, and you, and then he left, and then all of a sudden you see this. In a few minutes, this guy is going to violate the Isra of Bishul Darais on Shabbos. What could you do? You could peel it. You could peel it off of this metal thing. But the Gemara says peeling it off is a type of chachma. It's an iser derabanan to peel it off. So are you allowed to violate, or should you violate the iser derabanan of peeling off the dough from this baking apparatus in order to save your friend from violating an iser of bishul daraisa on Shabbos? The Gemara asked that as a rhetorical question, as if, of course not. Of course not. So the Rishonim there ask, and what about our case? What about our case of Rebbe? You violate Shalom and Amuka, according to Rebbe. The Chaver should violate the Isser of Min Amukaf, meaning being Mafresh Shalom and Amukaf in order to save the Amaris from meaning Tevel. And that's what Rebbe says here. So here it says, you do violate, and over there it says, you don't violate. So many, 5, 6, 7 different answers in the Rishonim. What's the difference in these cases? What's the difference? Maybe there's a difference between an Isser of Misa B'nei Shamayim versus an Isser of just having to bring a carbon, because he did a b'shogeg. You know, maybe there's a difference between over here, by the chaver, well, you're giving him fruit. So maybe you're already involved. Over there, the guy just did his own isser. What's your problem? The guy, like, started cooking on Shabbos. Nothing to do with me. Right? So there are many different answers given. Look in the Tosfos there. Look in the Me'iri there. The Ritva. Many different, but this is an interesting sugya about how much do I have to sacrifice of my own spiritual world in order to save my friend's spiritual world. So to save my friend from physical, to save his physical life, then I violate Shabbos to save my friend's physical life. What about saving his spiritual life? Right? Do I violate? So that's an interesting sugya, and that's what this is all about. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So we have a machlokas here between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel about if Reuven says to Shimon, here, please go and go fill up a basket of my figs. But he's nowhere near that fig tree. So do we assume that he was mafresh or not? Chaver versus Amaretz. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe, Roani as Dvarai mi divrei Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe says, I think I'm right over Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Why? As we just explained, mutav sheyitrimu shalom ben amukaf v'lo lahachil la'amei ares falim. Better to be torem and violate a little avera shalom ben amukaf and not be ma'achil the ama ares, not to give him tevel. Right? That's a terrible avera. Better to do that. And obviously, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel thinks otherwise. He thinks, not my problem. Right? Not my problem. So again, the other Rishon would say, so don't offer him any figs. Right, don't get involved. Okay. Amar Reb Zeira, mi divrei shneihem. Reb Zeira says, from both of them, from both shitas, you would learn, skip the next word, chaver sheshilach lachaver tzorach la'aser. What if the chaver is offering to another chaver? So then everybody would agree. Everybody would agree that you have to assume that he was not mafresh. Right, because what's the whole svar of Rebbe? The whole svar of Rebbe is that I'm going to violate to save you. But if I know that you're a chaver, so I know that you'll take off your own. I don't have to worry about you. You're not going to eat tevel. And you could assume that I once didn't violate an avera because I trust you. And therefore, if it's a chaver, sending a chaver, talking to a chaver, so then everybody would agree. The Gemara now explains. Havin boy in Lameimar, let's explain. Manda amar, shalom nechshudu chaverim, shalom jor shalom anamukav. According to Rabbi Shugam Leo, that says a chaver is not chashud to be toreim shalom and amukaf vizeh chaver, but this picker is a chaver, so it's tzarach ulaser. Then obviously he has to be maser. So Rabbi Shugam Leo for sure says that. But uman da amar mutav sheyitrimu shalom and amukaf v'lo lahachel amei eres tevalim. According to the other shita of Rebbe, so vizeh chaver tzarach ulaser, but this chaver would have to be maser because in this case, he wouldn't. The sender, the offerer, wouldn't have been Maaser because he trusts the Chaver. He trusts the Chaver to do it himself. Beautiful. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yona Boy. So now let's get back to the Brisa that we were talking about on Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yona Boy. Hacha at Ovid Le Chaver. V'hacha at Ovid Le Ama Aretz. In the Reisha, in the first case of the Brisa, that he says, go and fill up your basket so that he shouldn't eat at Talizma Aser. So, at Talizma Aser, that sounds like we're talking about the picker is a chaver, right? Or else he doesn't care about, oh, don't eat until you're Maaser. So, the Amar doesn't really care about that. He does basic dinim that the Torah says, but what the rabbis say, he might not listen to. So the first line of the Braisa that says, if he says, go fill up your basket, lo yochal ad she'aser, that obviously he's talking about a case where the picker, the one who is going to pick, is a chaver. V'hacha, and in the next line of the Braisa, Rebbe's shita, what does Rebbe say? Rebbe says that the chaver has to be mafresh because maybe the picker is going to take without. So it sounds like that the picker is an amaretz. So I don't understand. Especially if Rabbi Yehoshua Gamliel are explaining the previous line, but it doesn't, right, it doesn't, fit. Right, so the first line again, the Lo Yochala Shiaser line, sounds like the picker is a chaver, and in the next line, the case that the machlokas is about, sounds like the picker is a is an amaretz. So Amar Reb Yossi, no, kan v'kan amaretzu. In both cases, even in the first line, he's an amaretz. Ella bishvil echad shehu misakein hu nikra chaver. But there, an amaretz, not 100% of them are gonna not listen to the rabbis. Right? It could be. So this is the halacha. The Bryce says the halacha. You're right. Not everybody would listen, but lo yochal shi'aser, there could be some amearas that are going to listen. You know, so therefore, he's called a chaver because there's a pas, not that he is a chaver. We're talking about an amearas. The picker is an amearas. That's the Bryce. But the, it doesn't call him a chaver. It just says lo yochal shi'aser as, because there's a possibility that he will, be mafresh. Okay? So that is, why he's called a chaver in the, in that case. Good. Says the Gemara. Reb Yossi b'shem Reb Sheshes, Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi b'shem Reb Yavin. Ha'omer, we're going to start this, and then B'Hashem we'll continue it next time. Let's at least read the first line. Ha'omer l'chaveiro. Ani ma'aser al yadecha. Eino tzarech la'amod imo. Somebody says, I'm going to be mafresh for you. I'm mafresh for you. You go, my, have a good day. I'm going to go and be mafresh your field. So you don't have to be there. You could trust him. You don't have to check on him. Mara folda v'yire im ya'aser b'shvilo hoel va'omar bevada yase. Since he said he's going to do it, you could trust him. You could trust him. Says the Rav Chaim Kadievsky. He adds in one other phrase, which is important for us. Einot zorach la'amodimo ulisho alo im iser al yado. You don't even have to ask him. Ela ochel v'nechoshesh. You come back later that day, you see some stuff is missing. So, do you have to be choshesh? Somebody else must have done it without my asking. And we know from elsewhere, we've discussed this often, that hafrashas truma cannot be done unless there's a shliach. You don't apply zechiyah. Remember that zachin may adam shelo b'fanav. That's not zachin la adam, to borrow the ksosis type of phrase explaining the Rashba in Nedarim. Right? So, do I have to be choshesh that, oh, the guy didn't do it, somebody else did it? So, no, you don't have to worry about that. If the guy said he's going to do it, and you see that it was done, you can assume that it was done. To bechal makom amrinan, chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. Because you can assume there's a chazaka, that a shliach does his shlichus. Kol shekein hacha, shemeatzmo amar ani ma'asra yotra. And here he offered. It wasn't just like I made him a shliach. Here he offered, you know what, I'll be ma'asra for you. Then for sure, shebevadai haya osa kein. That's chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. So that is a big sugi. If you look in Erevin, lamed aleph amid beis, lamed beis amid aleph, the Gemara in Erevin is mechalik. The Gemara in Erevin is mechalik between dinim d'araisa and dinim d'rabanan. The Gemara in Erevin says, Amar of Nachman, machlokes, Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes, Amar of Nachman, bishel Torah, ein chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. For dinim d'araisa, you have to know for sure. You can't trust. It's too risky. So ain chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. Bishel sofrim chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. But for dinim derabanan shliach osa shlichuso. You can trust. Samchina nacheska shliach. That is Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes samar. No. Echazeh chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. Rav Sheshes says you can always trust. You can always trust shliach osa shlichuso. The Rishonim discuss who to be paskin like. Tosfos harav Rabbeinu Shimshon. Mi pulira posek Rav Sheshes tabahak posek dalacha Rav Nachman bedini Rav Sheshes biisure leRabbeinu Tam nira dahacha halacha Rav Nachman. Rabbeinu Tam thinks that dalacha is like Rav Nachman, that only by dinim derabanan and not by dinim daraisa. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas, the Rambam here in Hilchos Trumas, the Rambam in Perek Dalid halacha vav. The Rambam says, "Ha'omer l'shlucho sevet shorom li'valach litrom." I tell somebody to be torim, and he goes, "The ene yodeya im torim im lo taram uba tzekir yotarum ein cheskaso tarum." If you don't know for sure, you can't just rely on it. Why? Because this is by daraisis. She'ein omrim bi'isurin cheska shliachos shlichuso lahakel el lahachmir v'choshi shema acher torim shelo brishus. Unbelievable. Right, you have to be choshesh. We pass like that Rav Nachman. The Rambam says, like Rabbeinu Tam, shliachosa shlichuso. So the question that the Achronim ask is, everybody in the shul makes the rabbi the shliach to go sell the chametz. How do they know he did it? right? This is Lachora Daraisa, right? By Chometz. How do they know he did it? So some say, most people do Bittol. If you do Bittol, there's no Bal Yerba Yematzi anyway. So it's a Durabanan, so you can rely on Shleichos Shlechusa. That's one answer given. If the Rav Sternbach writes, based on a Shach, so he writes on a Shach and says, if you pay, that's where the minna came from, of something like giving the rabbi a couple of shkalim or dollars, wherever you are, right? Why? Because then he's not a shliach, he's a poel. And by a poel is not just a shliach. Shliach, you have this chiluk of shliach or shlichus or not. But if he's a worker, if Sternbach writes that, and that's why he thinks this is a minna tov. And he's a Rosh Yeshiva. I don't think he's the rabbi. So he's like, could be objective. He's not getting the money. No, he wouldn't do that anyway. I'm just joking. But Rav Sternbach writes in Chuvis Van Hagos, Chelek Beis Simin Reishir Ches, he says, this is a good minhag. Sof davar yesh yisod le'elu shemishalm and kesev avur ha-machira, v'ma rab rosa levater, the rav give it to tzaka, but it's good mitzad the giver to give it, because it makes him into a poel and not just a shliach, and therefore you would say shliach or shlichus, so even if it's a daraisa context. Okay, but this is a big sugya that's going to come up in the next sugya. We're going to quote a Mishnah in elsewhere from Erevin, but Beis Shem, this is the sugya of shliach or shlichus, which comes up here in Trumas. Okay, we'll stop here.